Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 4 months earlier. Jesse Gable's thoughts, at times, behaved like a toddler's. One moment they stayed safely hidden in the pump organ's shadow, and the next minute they popped up to pull out all the stops, increasing in volume, shouting in her head, underscoring the aching loneliness that defined her days. Today, as she stood in this men's refuge permeated by the scent of oil and grease and gasoline, she flicked away those toddler voices. She had good reasons to be here. She was 18 years old, it was 1910, and young women alone were going places they'd never gone before. She didn't need to be embarrassed or afraid. Why had she come to Milwaukee if not to prove to herself and others that she could make wise choices and pursue a dream? One day, she'd have her own photographic studio back in Winona, Minnesota, where her family lived. Her future beckoned, but she would return only when she'd proven to herself that she was in control of her heart.
"It might be best if you had your father look at it, Fräulein," the proprietor cautioned.
"I'm not purchasing it for my father," Jesse told him, a man her father's age, she guessed.
"Ach, I'm sorry. You look so young. Your husband, then."
Jesse took a deep breath. "It's for my own use." The proprietor's eyes widened.
"Ah, well, do you have..."
He looked over her small frame.
"The stamina to make such a purchase? Riding an emblem's not like riding a bicycle or a horse, if you know what I mean."
She didn't know how to ride an emblem or a Pierce or any other kind of motorcycle. She didn't know where she'd learn or practice, or where she'd keep it once she figured out a way to afford the gas. But it was the perfect accoutrement, so much more distinctive than a certain kind of hat or a new pair of shoes. Jesse needed inspiration with fall closing in on her, the days soon shortening into long, lonely nights. Winter always made her dreary, and this first one away from her family promised to weigh her down like the pile of wool quilts on the bed that she no longer shared with her sisters. "I'm a photographer," Jesse told him, "and stronger than I look. I have my own income, too. I assure you that I can afford to buy it." This wasn't quite the truth, but close. She planned to pay small portions each month. She'd read that some businesses did that now, calling it credit, from a Latin word meaning to believe. The proprietor had to believe she would make the payment.
"Take a closer look, then, Fräulein," the man told her, moving aside so she could step closer.
"Don't do it. Don't do it."
She was here in this motorcycle shop because she'd seen the Milwaukee Journal photographer, Robert Taylor, making good use of such transportation. Unlike the Winona newspaper, the Journal printed photographs not just of disasters like the fire at the flour mill, but of everyday things, people picnicking, ships easing along the Milwaukee River, the country's first kindergarten class. Studio shots they weren't, nor were they tramp photographs, as Fred referred to photographs taken outside of the staged, controlled setting of a proper studio. To Jesse, spontaneous photographs of everyday life demonstrated the vibrancy of a people and a place. It was the kind of photography Jesse preferred, a view of the world through a commonplace lens, reminding her that ordinary ways were worthy of remembering. As a photographer, one needed to be distinctive, and that certainly made Robert Taylor so, his motorcycle and the blue and white polka dot cravat he always wore. A photograph of him had brought her to this place. Art did move people, Jessie thought wryly. This purchase would allow her to get out into the countryside, where the fields and trees and streams of this southern Wisconsin landscape would fill the void she'd brought with her. Would Fred approve? She shook her head. Forgetting Fred was another reason she'd come to Milwaukee. Fred. She would not give up control of her feelings to imagine a life that could never be. She'd buy this motorcycle and create new memories.
Don't do it.
It's a good price, Fräulein, and I'd wager there's a young man who would be more than willing to train a student such as you how to use it.
He grinned.
I'm assuming here that you don't know how to ride one.
You've assumed correctly, Jessie told him. She moved the camera case to her other hand as she ran her gloved hand across the emblem's shiny surface. But that's a temporary state. $200 was a lot of money, and she'd committed herself to saving all she could so she could one day purchase her own studio instead of always working for someone else. Still, with a motorcycle, she could leave the city on weekends, get away from the often overbearing kindnesses of her boarding family, the Harmses.